Hi there, I'm Kendall. Welcome to the Pack Your Bags podcast, where we're going to be talking about all of the smaller destinations that you need to be adding to your bucket list. So come on, grab a bag. Let's find out where we're going.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Pack Your Bags with Kendall Bagley. I'm Kendall Bagley, and today I'm joined by Dana Wagner, who is part of the Discover Kalamazoo team of Kalamazoo, Michigan. Dana, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Kendall. Thanks for having me here.
I do have to tell you, if you'll indulge me for 1 second, I have kind of taken a break on this project because I got pregnant and was not feeling up to recording as I was a little nauseous, a little sick. But I was driving home from work one day and I was like, I have got to get this podcast back up and going. I love the opportunity to promote these incredible communities, but who am I going to ask to get this, you know, moving and grooving again? And I'm not kidding. I have a 20-minute commute home. When I pulled into my garage, your email of reaching out to see if y'all could come on was there. And I was like, this is so serendipitous.
It's perfect. It was meant to be. Yeah.
And so I'm just very excited to highlight Kalamazoo. And before we get into all of the awesome things that your destination offers, can you tell the listeners about yourself and how long you've been in your position?
Yeah, so I am our director of marketing and communications at Discover Kalamazoo, and I've been with the organization for about a year and a half now. So I started in April of 2020, right at the beginning of
my
the pandemic. So not only starting a new job, but I was also new to the travel and tourism industry. I previously was an event manager, and so all my experience had been in planning and promoting events with different organizations in Kalamazoo. And working now at Discover Kalamazoo, this was a way for me to put kind of all of my past experiences together and really be able to promote this community that is home to me now, not originally, but I love the area and I love the wonderful community we have. And it's great to have a job where I get to do that and promote everything. It's wonderful.
Well, and isn't it something to be like new to the travel and tourism community and be promoting a place that you like personally, but then you're learning a little bit more about it. You just look at it from such a different lens to reach those potential visitors. And I know I found that when I started my work in travel and tourism, that it was like, oh, wow, this is like, you know, what a cool opportunity this is. And some of the longtime standing team members would be like, I mean, I guess it is cool. It's just, I forgot how that might look to somebody who isn't, you know, who is new to coming to the area.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see that. And it's also fun too, when, I mean, part of your job is just getting to go out and explore, you know, your area, you know, checking out your different, you know, attractions and restaurants and our breweries and all the things that make the area really unique and interesting. And so you get to, you know, talk with those business owners and experience those things, you know, because the more we're kind of out and about in the area, you know, the more we know and the more we're able to promote. And that's one of the cool parts of the job, I would say.
Absolutely. Well, so for those that don't know, can you explain where Kalamazoo is located?
Yeah, so Kalamazoo is in the southwest corner of Michigan, and it's actually halfway between Detroit and Chicago. So we're a really nice road trip destination, we like to say. So especially if you're in the Midwest and you're looking for a weekend getaway or something, you know, come drive to Kalamazoo. We're also just about an hour or less from Lake Michigan. So you can get to the beach too.
That's great.
Yeah.
And for people who haven't been to the Great Lakes, I mean, saying they're a lake is underselling it completely. I mean, that's just the what they say, but it really is. And it's basically the size of the ocean and in the way that
you can't see to the other side. It's big.
I feel like that surprises people when they go and visit them for the first time, because you're like, oh, I thought this was going to be, you know, just a simple little boating little lake that I'm coming across. But no, instead, it's this massive body of water that's just absolutely breathtaking. So you briefly mentioned craft beer and getting to try some of those. And in my household, we're big into the craft beer, craft cocktail scene. And I was so excited looking at everything that Kalamazoo offers for a craft beer aficionado or somebody who's just, I like a beer every now and again. So can you talk about some of the different ways that visitors can experience all of the craft beer and craft cocktail scene?
Yeah. No, in Kalamazoo, I mean, our breweries are one of the many things, you know, that I think make us an exciting destination to come visit. We're home to Bell's Brewery. And so a lot of people may have heard of Bell's, and Bell's has the number one beer in America, which is Two Hearted, and has been, that way for a number of years now. And so not only Bell's, but all the other breweries that we have here, you can experience those, go visit them by checking out our Give a Craft beer trail. So it's our digital passport that we have there's 12 locations along that, and you stop at 8 of them. You can go to all of them, but you just have to go to 8 and you'll get your Give a Craft t-shirt and bottle opener. And there's many different deals and discounts with those. You know, each of the breweries kind of has a different offer on there. So that's a fun interactive pass. That's a great way to get to explore the breweries in Kalamazoo. And then we also have the West Michigan Beer Tours. They have a variety of things. So they have walking tours, they have bus tours, other themed events, and you can even create your own beer trail tour if you'd like, and kind of get your own bus rented and get a group of friends together. So we work with them on a lot of things in Kalamazoo, including the Kalamazoo Craft Beverage Week as well. So that's another fun way to explore some beer in Kalamazoo. And that is going to be coming up. It's an annual event, week-long event, that'll be in late January, early February. And there's tons of events every day throughout the week. So that's another
good way. Well, that's the perfect time to have an event like that, because you want to be warm and cozy, kind of, you know, so layer up. You're going to be getting to try all these different brews. I just think that is so fun. And I love the Give a Craft name. I think that's, and who doesn't love a mission, if you will, to mark off all these different spots, plus getting a free shirt and koozie, or excuse me, bottle opener, you said at the end. I mean, it's just sounds like a blast. And especially for people, as you mentioned, like weekend getaways, what a fun weekend getaway from the Chicago area, Detroit area. I have tons of friends and family they're all, of course, because they love me and support of me, they're all listening to this podcast. If y'all are not going out there to experience it, it sounds like you're missing out in my mind. But in sort of the same vein, I think guides or passports are so helpful for people, because, you know, when you go to any tourism website, no matter how lovely they're laid out, it still feels so overwhelming. But I came across your 269 guide and I loved it. Can you explain to the listeners what that is?
Yeah, I know what you mean. There is a lot out there on the website for sure. A lot of great resources, but it's like, where do I start? This 269 guide is a great way to do that. So 269 is the area code for Kalamazoo and the surrounding area here in Southwest Michigan. And the list was put together with submissions from both residents and visitors of their favorite things to do in the 269 area. And so we chose exactly 269 of those things, and it gets updated annually. So there's always kind of new things rotating through there because there are more than 269 things to do, but this is a good place to start.
Yeah.
And so you can find that on our website, and it's also printed in our travel guide too. And there's on the website, there's even different area or other pieces of content with that too, that kind of breaks it down into different, different themes. Like we have the pets of 269 for pet friendly activities, or style 269, which is the shopping, pick 269 with the farmers markets and you pick opportunities. So there's a ton of those different ones on there too, if you're in, you have a particular interest and you want to check some of those out.
I mean, it's just genius. I love it. I promise you that's what I will use as my like main resource when I visit Kalamazoo one day. And, you know, so of course, something that's going to be included in that list is you have a very robust arts and entertainment scene. I say this on here, I feel like probably too much, but I know that for marketing purpose, they say, don't say there's something for everyone. It's so cliche, but that I couldn't help it. I was looking at this. I was like, there is truly something for everyone. So can we highlight a few of the different live music venues, museums, you know, even theaters that you have?
Yeah, there is a lot, and we are so fortunate to have, I mean, the multitude of the theaters, the venues, arts, museums, you know, just entertainment options in general that we have here in Kalamazoo. But yeah, I guess speaking on the theater a bit, we do have Miller Auditorium. It's the fifth largest auditorium in Michigan. And so at just under 3,500 person capacity, and they bring in amazing Broadway shows and live concerts. You know, being that we are midway between Detroit and Chicago, that routing is awesome where we're able to get some really neat shows. And so I know their season will be starting here soon. And this year they're bringing in Waitress, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and Blue Man Group.
Oh my gosh.
Notable things there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we also have the Barn Theater that's in Augusta. So that's on the east side of Kalamazoo County. So we also, Kalamazoo is a city, but Kalamazoo's county as well. And Discover Kalamazoo markets the county of Kalamazoo. So on the east side of our county, the Barn Theater there is Michigan's oldest resident summer stock theater. And they are celebrating their 75th year this year. And yeah, they have an amazing group of artists, performers, designers. They have their Barn Theater School. So everyone there gets, you know, great opportunity to gain experience in all the areas of theater.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, talking about the theater, but then we have some amazing like music events as well that are actually internationally renowned events. So things like the Gilmore International Piano Festival. That event occurs every 2 years, so it's going to be back actually this upcoming spring. It'd be a great time to visit. I'll make that plug here.
There you go.
That's end of April through mid-May, and they have bring in famous classical artists to jazz and pop artists too, and in the past they've even brought in Tony Bennett and John Legend.
Like, oh my god.
Right here in Kalamazoo. So yeah, it's going to be exciting to see who they're going to be bringing in this year when they make those announcements.
Yeah.
And we also have the Stolberg International String Competition. And that one's an annual event in the spring that this is an opportunity to see the next generation of string musicians just at the beginning of their careers, because the string artists, they're all under the age of 20 and they're competing for that annual Stolberg International String Competition prize. So they we also have young artists there coming from around the world and around the country right here in Kalamazoo, and to kind of see, you know, see someone who then maybe, you know, a few years down the road, you know, you're seeing them at the beginning of their their career. It's special that we're able to, you know, that we have events like this here in Kalamazoo. And so we talked about theater events, and then you mentioned museums too. We're fortunate to have some amazing ones here as well. So in Portage, in the south part of Kalamazoo County, we have the Air Zoo, which doesn't have animals, but it's an air and space museum. It's a Smithsonian affiliated air and space museum that it's awesome. It also has actually the Guinness Book of World Records largest indoor mural too, which talks about the history of flight. Everything from the Montgolfier hot air balloon to the space, you know, age. So
that is so awesome. And if people could have seen me, what my jaw was like on the floor thinking about this, because for my husband actually just over Labor Day went to DC, got to go to the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum there. But you know, that is a wonderful experience, but that's a lot of effort to get there. I mean, for people, again, to just be able to road trip for a quick little weekend getaway, if that's what they're doing, to be able to go to a Smithsonian affiliated air and space museum, it's just, what an opportunity. That's so great. And a great way, especially if you have like kind of younger kids that a big trip to DC might be too much right now. It's a really great way to like introduce them to some of this awesome stuff that you know, the world has to offer them. But I also love what you're saying too about just these different opportunities for these kids and their string competition and all of that. I mean, what a special thing to hear great music, but also watch people like go after their dreams. I think that there's something really magical about that. And who doesn't love the sounds of strings and also piano? I grew up playing piano, so I definitely can appreciate that. And you know, I again, for all my friends and family that I know are listening, very specifically, just who I know personally, if you're not running to Kalamazoo, Michigan, what are you doing? There's so much to see and do. It's something else that I thought was really awesome when I was checking out your website is that Discover Kalamazoo has made an extremely welcoming effort for the LGBTQ plus community. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit because there's not a lot of tourism offices that are taking the time to do that. And I just wondered what made you all realize that it's a huge part of your visitor profile.
Yeah, no, I really think that more places should. Absolutely. I mean, our Discover Kalamazoo vision is that like we want to share Kalamazoo with everyone. Plain and simple, that is our vision. And of course, that includes our LGBTQ plus community. And Kalamazoo is very welcoming for everyone. Actually, over 10 years ago in 2009, our city was one of the cities, we passed the One Kalamazoo non-discrimination ordinance that granted protections for LGBTQ plus community in the areas of employment, housing, and public accommodations. So, I mean, that right there, I mean, and since, you know, everything we're kind of doing in our area here, I mean, we're just a welcoming community. We're actually going to be hosting Joey Amato from Pride Journeys later around the end of October. And I would just welcome everyone to come visit us here in Kalamazoo. We have an annual Pride Fest in June that's organized by Outfront Kalamazoo. Takes place downtown, and I'm hoping that's going to be back in person next year. But yeah, we have a section on our site as well. I'm sure that's how you came across it, but just, you know, different businesses that, you know, are supportive of our LGBTQ plus community. And that's just part of our vision. Like I said, just sharing Kalamazoo with everyone.
Well, I love it. And thank you for giving a little bit of an explanation on it. Cause like I said, it's just not something that you we just don't see it enough. And it was just very obvious on your website that you are extremely welcoming. And I just wanted to take a chance to highlight you as a destination that says, like, please come one, come all, we've got something for you. And so, you know, I love that that is just to the core, the mission. Anyone is welcome.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So on a different note, I can never talk about a tourist destination without talking about food, because that's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. So what are some local dining options that really stand out in the old 269?
Yeah, so we do have, there are a ton of options, and that is why we put together a dining guide as well. So I swear there's a guide for everything.
There is a guide for everything.
We do have that guide on our site, and it breaks it down actually by the different areas of our county. So downtown to east, west, and south, you can find some great places in all of those areas. But I think downtown especially, wanted to kind of highlight some of my favorites, which include Rustica, which is kind of modern European flair. They have a lot of fresh farm to table, you know, ingredients that they use in all their cooking. Similarly, you know, Food Dance as well, very farm to table focused, working with a lot of our local farmers and producers. And then kind of speaking to just some of the variety of cuisines that we have too in Kalamazoo. Cairo's Kitchen is a new, they just opened, I think over about a month ago, and they're an Egyptian restaurant now in downtown Kalamazoo. Great shawarma and falafel, and their hummus and chips are awesome. And great, La Familia is probably one of my favorite Mexican restaurants downtown. I love the variety of food. We have, I mean, everything from, you know, Mexican, Mediterranean, Asian, the German restaurant, Italian, lots of barbecue and soul food too. So you can really get a flavor of everything. And we talked about the breweries earlier, and we have breweries that have great food as well. Bell's Brewery has their eccentric cafe and their kitchen. And other breweries in the area too. Latitude 42 has two locations. Great food, great beer. They have their own cocktails and stuff as well. If maybe you're not so, you know, much of a beer lover, but One Well Brewing Company, Presidential Brewing Company, they have all their beers kind of named after different presidential themes.
Oh, cool.
Well, all kinds of tots and different specials that they're doing every week. And it's great. And you can pair your beer and your food together, you know?
Absolutely. Well, I think that was what was so cool. And in looking at your website, and when I think about smaller destinations to visit, I don't know if people think this way. I hope they don't, but that they assume that the dining won't be as much of an experience as it will be. The best food I have ever had has all come from a smaller destination. And I don't know if it's because people assume that it's, you know, just kind of American type cuisine, but like you said, you can find great Egyptian food. You can find great Mediterranean food. You can find, of course, a classic barbecue, but it's funny because, you know, depending on when a listener is listening to this, they don't know it, but right now it's almost lunchtime. And so this is like making
sorry,
my mouth water.
Making you hungry. Yeah.
I love it. I like, gosh, if again, thank you for the dining guide, because how would you choose? You're just going to have to go one by one and maybe make multiple trips to get all of your dining in and discover Kalamazoo. But now on to some of my harder questions of the podcast, but I love hearing the answers. What is one of your favorite memories you have of living and working in Kalamazoo?
You know, this is a more recent one, but I think just because of everything we've been going through throughout the pandemic, last year in, I want to say this was like mid-November or early December, we had an event. It was an outdoor event and it was called Calamatopia. And it was an outdoor shop market, you know, just before the holidays and that, featuring all local, you know, makers, artisans, and vendors in Kalamazoo. So outdoor, you know, it was put together after like the Chris Kendall Mart, like outdoor kind of holiday shopping market. Was the idea for it. And this is our own, it was Calamatopia here in Kalamazoo. And it just, you know, I feel like for me, like the magic of the holidays was kind of like waning. I was like, I don't know, you know, how things are going to go this year. It just didn't really feel like, you know, can you really get into the spirit of the holidays? And just, that was kind of the first time where I just felt the magic out there. There were people back downtown when it had been dead for a while. We just weren't seeing a lot of foot traffic. We had live music out there, just seeing the vendors. It was a moment of some return to normalcy. You know, for a bit. And I just kind of remember I was working a table out there, you know, helping to share information with people who maybe were new to the area or visitors. And it just felt good to like have an event back and just to see people again out and about and in a safe way. But that was really memorable for me for sure. I would say like any of those outdoor events we've had, like just see people again. It's great.
And I have had a couple moments like that working an event in a smaller community. And yeah, there's just something that comes over you that's almost like, is this real life? Is this sweetness, this magic really real? Like it can't be this good. And especially after a year like 2020 to have a moment of just joy had to feel so good. And not just your joy, you're watching the joy of everyone around you.
Yeah. It was like, I mean, being new into the, you know, to the organization as well. I mean, we didn't have the normal work year. I mean, who did, but
right.
But yeah, we had no events, you know, coming back really. I mean, very few, just because people couldn't meet, you know, different capacity restrictions, different, you know, company bans on travel and stuff. And so, seeing people out again and enjoying themselves and, you know, just something that kind of brought that magic back. It was a moment of joy. I agree with what you said there.
Totally. Okay. So can you do your best to describe Kalamazoo in 5 words or less?
Yes. I was thinking about this and I actually came up with 2, if you'll allow me, but for two different reasons. So my first one would be, I would describe Kalamazoo as where nature meets urban.
Okay. I love that.
Because we have the urban vibes downtown, but it's not a big city. It's not overwhelming, but it's enough to, you know, like have that atmosphere, those experiences, but yet you are just even minutes away from beautiful trails, hiking and biking trails. You know, if you like to kayak and do any paddle sports, we have our rivers and lakes, and you can just be out enjoying nature in a few minutes, and you can get the best of both worlds there. So that was one of them. My other one was that Kalamazoo is made for you. And that was a campaign we started last year that really, you know, we were talking about it earlier, how it's kind of cliche to say there's something for everyone. Well, that's, instead of saying that, we're saying like Kalamazoo is made for you. So whatever you are interested in or you want to see or do, like Kalamazoo has an adventure made for you. You know, whatever you are interested in, you can kind of make your own journey, make it your own. And yeah.
I think that's, I love them both, but the
I know I couldn't pick one.
it's just fun how, again, having never visited, but just looking on your website and again, seeing how welcoming you are as a community, just the vast array of opportunity for experiences from winter, spring, summer, fall. I mean, there really is, however someone wants to take on Kalamazoo, it's there. And that is so perfect. I love it. Again, if people could reaction, I had like, oh, it was like, oh my gosh, it's so good. I thank you for sharing those with us. And I know that I am just charmed and wowed by everything Discover Kalamazoo, that, you know, once I have this baby and we start making some trips, this is going to be on my list. But for listeners who can maybe get up and go a little quicker than I can, what is the best way for them to get connected with all of you?
Yeah. So depending on, you know, your preference for, you know, communications and stuff, you can check out our website. We have tons of resources there, as I mentioned. So that's discoverkalamazoo.com. You can check out our digital travel guide that's on there. Or you can also request one to be mailed to you too. If you really want to, you know, sit down with that guide, check it out and plan your trip to Kalamazoo, you can request that through our site as well. And then if you're on social media and you want to follow us on Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, you can check us out at Discover KZoo. And we're always sharing, you know, different pieces of content there. Alyssa Seedorf is our Senior Manager of Content Development and Strategy. And she does a wonderful job with all of our social media channels and all the content that you see on our website. So you can check those both out and stay in touch with what's going on in Kalamazoo and plan a fun trip.
That sounds great. I will have all of this linked in the description of this podcast episode. But I can't wait to hear about all of the people coming, packing their bags and experiencing Kalamazoo. Dana, thank you so much for joining me today and talking about your awesome destination. I'm so glad you reached out when you did. And I look forward to my own personal trip.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kendall. We're always happy for an opportunity to promote the wonderful Kalamazoo area that we have here. So yeah, we welcome all visitors. Come check out Kalamazoo.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Pack Your Bags with Kendall Bagley. It's a true joy to share all of these communities with you. I don't just do it on the podcast though. I'm also on social media and would love it if you would join me on any of those channels. So you can check me out on Facebook, Pack Your Bags with Kendall Bagley Podcast, Instagram at Pack Your Bags Pod, and even TikTok, if you can believe it, at Pack Your Bags Podcast. If you don't mind, if you're feeling generous, you can go and rate and subscribe to my podcast on whichever platform you're listening on. And otherwise, in general, truly thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in. It's been a blast to do this, and I can't wait to keep telling you where we're going next.